morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Hey cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
According to the USDA crop progress report for this week released on Monday, June 4th, the U.S. corn crop is rated at 78% good to excellent, 19 fair, and 3% poor to very poor. Corn planted has reached 97% complete and emerged is slightly above average at 86%. Meanwhile, the U.S. wheat harvest continues this week in the southern plains, with this year's harvest reported at 5% complete, just 1 point ahead of the average but 4 points behind last year. In Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested reached 7%, down 2 points from normal. Wheat's condition rates this week at 11% good to excellent, 26 fair, and 63% poor to very poor. In Kansas, winter wheat condition rates 16% very poor, 33 poor, 35 fair, 15 good, and 1 excellent. Winter wheat headed was 96%, near 99 last year, and 97 for the 5-year average. Finally, in Texas, wheat harvest continued in the low plains, the cross timbers, the Blacklands, and south central Texas. Hot temperatures were rapidly ripening wheat in the northern high plains and the Edwards Plateau. Wheat harvest this week in Texas is at 35% complete, ahead of normal by 11 points and below last year by 18 points. Winter wheat's condition in Texas rates this week at 16% good to excellent, 26 fair, and 58% poor to very poor. Oklahoma's crop saw no change from last week, still at 63% poor to very poor. The Kansas crop, meanwhile, declined by 1 percentage point from 48% last week to 49% poor to very poor this week. And in Texas, the crop's condition fell from 54% poor to very poor last week to 58% this week. In other news, a coalition of biofuels and agriculture groups are demanding the Environmental Protection Agency account for lost volumes under the Renewable Fuel Standard. The coalition says the volumes, or gallons in question, were lost to hardship waivers granted to refiners by the EPA, which is estimated at more than 1 billion gallons of the 15 billion gallon target. National Corn Growers Association President Kevin Schoon says the lost volumes are having a negative effect on the nation's corn growers at a time when net farm income is projected to hit its lowest point in 12 years. The petition filed by the coalition included the Renewable Fuels Association, the American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy, the National Biodiesel Board, the National Corn Growers Association, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, and National Farmers Union. The group also filed suit in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit on the same issue. However, the petitioners at the same time requested that the court stay proceedings for a period of time.
You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.